Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. China's announced it will limit oil supplies to North Korea under UN sanctions, stepping up pressure on Pyongyang over its pursuit of the nuclear missile technology. Meantime, Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop, addressing the Asia Society in New York, says North Korea ultimately wants to be a nuclear power that is unacceptable to Japan, South Korea, and others.
If North Korea is able to be a nuclearized state, that will inevitably lead to Japan and South Korea going nuclear. Then we're talking about a proliferation race. That would be catastrophic. So I think that our best option at present is to maximize the pressure on North Korea to get to that negotiating table.
North Korea also has conducted numerous ballistic missile tests with the goal of developing a nuclear-tipped intercontinental ballistic missile, a missile that is capable of targeting the U.S. mainland. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has dismissed the notion of renegotiating a new agreement curbing Iran's nuclear weapons development, maintaining U.S. concerns about Iran are beyond the scope of the deal. President Trump had threatened to declare Iran in violation of the 2015 agreement for pursuing a ballistic missile program and for supporting militant groups. The top U.S. Homeland Security official has suggested to President Trump new standards for visitors and immigrants applying to come to the U.S., temporary restrictions on travelers from six Muslim majority countries will be expiring on Sunday. Mr. Trump recently used Twitter to call for what he said was a far larger, tougher, more specific ban. This is VOA News. Authorities in western Puerto Rico have begun evacuating people on buses as quickly as they can, while the National Weather Service is warning the Oaxaca Dam is beginning to fail. VOA's Maya Bush on the situation with that dam.
Operators at the dam on Lake Oaxaca in northwestern Puerto Rico reported the dam began to fail Friday afternoon and said it was causing flash floods downstream. Puerto Rico's government called the situation very dangerous.
Officials say 50 to 70,000 people may need to be evacuated, as they do not know how much time residents will have to actually evacuate. Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rosello says that at least 13 people have died so far as the island deals with dangerous floodwaters following the destruction caused by Hurricane Maria, which was the strongest hurricane to hit Puerto Rico, a U.S. territory, in almost 90 years. Maria is weakening now. It's moving toward the north of the Bahamas and will out into the Atlantic over the weekend. Authorities in Mexico have raised the death toll from Tuesday's earthquake to 293. Rescue workers continue to search through the rubble, refusing to give up hope of finding survivors. Mexican rescue workers, supported by teams from around the world, have rescued dozens of people in Mexico City and the surrounding towns. This man is a rescuer from Panama.
Our government has sent a team of 32 rescuers and two search dogs, which will be at the disposal of local authorities to help with all search and rescue efforts.
Rescue teams in central Mexico have been working around the clock, around the flattened buildings in search of survivors. This woman lived in a building hard hit by the quake.
The civil protection people have not come. Those who have come are architects, people who have been inspecting the building. They have told us that it's not in a terrible state. Others tell us that it is, and we have to evacuate.
President Enrique Peña Nieto insists that rescue operations will continue until all survivors and those who have perished are found. Officials in Indonesia have raised the alert level for a volcano on the resort island of Bali. It's now at the highest threshold over fears of an eruption. Thousands of residents, tourists evacuated from villages near that volcano, which last erupted more than 50 years ago. Hundreds of small tremors this week have rattled the mountain, which is about 70 kilometers northeast of the tourist destination Kuta. Some nearly 10,000 people have been evacuated. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.